I've already explained the circumstances, and I've already explained that I'm very happy to have Reverend Stephen Evans here to speak for us and preach to all of us, including myself. God bless you.
It's good to be here again and see all of you. And again, I'm just thankful for Dr. Vic to give me the opportunity to speak today. I kind of laughed to myself during the message for the children's message because I thought about being at a football game when I was a little kid. And this is really unrelated with the sermon, just kind of a fun story, I guess. But and how things that come out your mouth, you can't put them back in. Well, not to, you know, make fun of my dad or anything. I will never do that. But he would really get into the football game, especially when my brother played at Lamar High School. And, you know, I remember everybody was yelling at the referee one night on a Friday night. And I was getting into it too. You know, I was probably 7 or 8 or something like that. And everybody got quiet. And then I shouted out something like, "Kill the referee," you know. And the whole crowd heard it. I think my dad was, And so, yeah, I couldn't put those back. And I was a little embarrassed too, but anyway. But today, we're going to look at a scripture in Matthew that's found in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7. And so if you'd like to go ahead, Matthew 7. Had the wrong scripture in front of me. 7 through 11. And we'll read that and pray, and then we'll begin. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?" Let's pray. Lord, I am just so grateful once again to be at this church here today, Lord. And I pray as we look into the scripture and think about, Lord, how we pray, Lord, in our prayer lives, that, Lord, you would convict us with these words and help us, Lord, to trust you every day for all things we need. And, Lord, that we would just be open to what you have to say to us today. So be with us, Lord, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us as we continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So most of you already, y'all been introducing me a few times, so y'all know I'm as well as being a hospice chaplain, I work in the Army Reserve as a chaplain also. And in that context, I encounter a lot of different people. And that's one of the things I really enjoy about being in the military and doing ministry in the military, is because I have an opportunity to encounter a lot of people who don't know Christ. And they come from many different backgrounds, different faith backgrounds, and so forth. And oftentimes in the Army setting, the chaplain is seen as the person to go to when somebody, they're sort of at their wit's end, you know, they have a problem and they can't figure it out and they need someone to talk to. And there's other people that they may seek advice from, but they know they can come to the chaplain and it'll be confidential, and then, you know, I'm not going to run around and tell everybody what they're saying because I can't. And they come for help. And so I remember counseling this one soldier, and he was telling me about all his issues and everything. And I always close a counseling session with prayer, you know, no matter what. And I'll ask him, you know, "Can I pray for you?" And he said, well, sir, I'm an atheist, but I guess it wouldn't hurt to try. Wouldn't hurt to try it out. And I was thinking about that, how this young man was willing for me to pray for him, even though he didn't really believe in God, but he was kind of at a point where he felt like, well, nothing else has worked so far, so might as well try praying. And I prayed for him, which was an awesome ministry opportunity. But I thought about that, and sometimes I believe we kind of see prayer the same way the soldier did. It's sort of a last-ditch thing to do when something happens, whenever a problem happens. I remember when I was a senior in high school, and 9/11 happened, and how everyone was praying. just recently with Hurricane Harvey, everybody's praying now. But do we pray every day? Or do we as Christians think of prayer as kind of, well, this is my last-ditch effort. Maybe it'll work. Maybe if I talk to God, he'll do something. And sometimes I think we come into a danger of approaching prayer that way. But prayer is so much more than that. It's a way we communicate with God, and it's also a way that we tap into our Heavenly Father and ask him for what we need. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us an idea of prayer that's much more than just the last thing we do when we feel like we've ran out of options, when we've figured out, well, I can't do this on my own. Maybe I should, you know, talk to the big guy about it. You know, we think of God that way sometimes. But Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. And when I think about this passage, it makes me think that the Lord is telling us that when we pray, we can know that God is going to answer that prayer and give us good things and what's best for us. And so today, I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you considering this passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 7 and just make a few observations about it that hopefully will help us to understand and really convict us to pray more and to pray with much more faith in our daily life. So first, I think we should take a little bit of time to think about who we are praying to. We are praying to our Heavenly Father. We're praying to God, our Creator. Just think about just last week. I think it was last week when the eclipse happened. Most of you probably maybe went outside and took a look at that. Hopefully you didn't burn your eyes or anything like that, didn't stare too long at the sun. I actually heard a story that people in California were going to the doctor because they put sunscreen on their eyes. That's kind of crazy, but anyway, but that was an amazing thing to see, that God did that, that God created the sun, the stars, the moon, the whole universe that we experience and that we live in. He did it by a spoken word. He said, let there be light, and he created the sun and everything we see here. He's our Creator. He made everything that we experience, and he made us. In Colossians, Paul talks about that in relation to Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as God incarnate. In Colossians 1:15-20, Paul says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So when we think about our Creator, and we think about who Jesus is, Paul says he's the image of the invisible God. In other words, when Jesus was born and he lived on this earth, he was God in the flesh, fully man and fully God. And when Jesus gave that Sermon on the Mount, he was preaching to people that he made, that he created. And Paul explains that in the scripture that we just read. And not only did he create all things, in him all things are held together. You know, this earth, the sun rising and falling, every beat our heart makes, God has that under his control. And then think also about our relationship with God, our Creator. He made us, he created us, and he also made a way through his Son Jesus that we could be called his children. And the Gospel of John in the first chapter, it says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's John chapter 1, verse 12. And so not only is he our Creator, he's our Heavenly Father. We have a close relationship with God, one in which we can say he is our Father, and he says that we are his son or his daughter. And the way he did that is through the sacrifice that his only son made on the cross so that we could become a part of that family through adoption, through the forgiveness of sins. And so when we pray, it's important to remember that we're talking to our Creator, our Heavenly Father, and that we can have such a relationship with Him that we can ask for things we need as we would ask a parent for something that we would need. We have a close, intimate relationship with God. And I believe Jesus was highlighting that as He preached the Sermon on the Mount in our scripture in Matthew chapter 7. So first, we're praying to our Heavenly Father, and it's important for us to remember that. And second, our Heavenly Father invites us to pray. And oftentimes, when I visit people or I'm talking to someone, I'll say something like, well, if you need anything, you know, give me a call. And sometimes I think, man, that might be a dangerous thing to say, a dangerous offer, because they may call me one day and say, hey, can you, you know, and who knows what they may ask for. But when I say that, I take it seriously, and I mean it to the best of my ability. If there's anything I can do for someone that I minister to, that I will do that the best I can. But I know I have limitations because I'm human. I can't do everything, but I can do my best with God's help. But essentially, God has given us this invitation. If you need anything, give me a call. Ask me for what you need. Jesus said, in that scripture we read, ask, seek, and knock. That we would come to Him and ask Him for the things that we need. And oftentimes I've considered, you know, well,